Dear President Milatovic, dear Yakov, welcome to NATO headquarters. Congratulations on your election. The fact that you have come here so early in your new term, just days after being sworn in, it's a clear sign of Montenegro's commitment to our alliance. Since joining NATO 6 years ago, Montenegro has been a valued ally, making many contributions to our shared security. This includes troops in our multinational battle group in Latvia, deterring aggression. Montenegro is also providing valuable support to Ukraine, helping to push back on Russia's war of aggression. And you play a vital role in Western Balkans, promoting stability and peace. And this is even more important at times of heightened tensions. NATO strongly condemns yesterday's unprovoked attacks against KFOR troops in northern Kosovo. Such attacks are totally unacceptable. Violence must stop immediately, and all sides must engage in dialogue. KFOR will continue to act impartially and uphold its UN Security Council mandate to maintain a safe and secure environment. Mr. President, let me also welcome Montenegro's efforts to further increase defense spending. This helps to ensure that NATO remains ready for the challenges of today and of tomorrow. It is also part of Montenegro's progress to the path of Euro-Atlantic integration and reform. Montenegro's NATO membership is good for Montenegro, is good for the region, is good for our whole alliance. Greek and Italian jets help keep your skies safe. Your forces hone their skills alongside 30 other allies. And Montenegro is stronger and safer as part of the most successful alliance in history. Today, we'll discuss preparations for the NATO summit in Vilnius. It will be the first NATO summit. We look forward to receiving you, which is just only 6 weeks away. Deterrence and defense, support to Ukraine, resilience, defense spending, all will be high on our agenda. And I know we can count on Montenegro to help make our summit a great success. Dear Mr. President, welcome again. I look forward to our discussion. And as I mentioned on the way in, this is your second home. NATO HQ is also the home of you and your people, Mr. President. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Indeed, this is my first official visit following my inauguration as the President of Montenegro on the 20th of May. And when I come to Brussels, it's absolutely obvious that I come also to the headquarters of NATO in order to send the message that Montenegro has been, is, and will be a credible NATO member, a trustworthy ally, and that's absolutely the policy that I will be promoting as new president of Montenegro. I also wanted to deliver a message with respect to the spending of the military spending that are part of our budget for 2023. For the first time, we are going to exceed the 2% of our GDP as part of the military spending, and that's an important message that I also wanted to deliver here. The third message that I want to deliver to our NATO allies is the one which is with respect to our foreign policy and the EU accession, that during my presidency the aim is to bring Montenegro within the EU and to enhance the good neighborly relations with all the countries of the Western Balkans. We are also unhappy to see images from Kosovo, and I've already spoken with both the president of Serbia and with Kosovo, trying to send a message of peace from Montenegro and try to promote dialogue as the only solution for the images that we are all seeing now coming from the northern Kosovo. With that regard, I thank you again for having me and my team here in the headquarters, and I absolutely look forward to our further cooperation during my visit to Vilnius as part of the NATO summit, as well as from now on. Thank you very much again.
Thank you, Mr. President.